You're listening to 88.1 WVPE. September is National Recovery Month, and this month we're taking some time to visit with people who are experts in recovery, both because they've been trained to help people with recovery, but also because they're going through the process. Today we're talking with Sandy Hempel, who is a recovery counselor. Thank you very much for being with us today, Sandy. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Excited to share some information for sure.
Now, I understand in setting this interview up and learning a little bit about you that not only are you a counselor, but you also are in recovery yourself. Is that correct?
That is correct, Kent. Yeah, I am a certified recovery specialist, and I am coming up on 4 years being in recovery myself, yes, from recovering heroin and opiate addict.
Let's take a minute and explore that a little bit. How did you first become exposed to opium and the opioids and heroin?
Well, my story is like a lot of others out there. Is it started with an injury that played sports all my life and had a car accident. I had to have a pretty major back surgery, and I was put on pretty heavy-duty prescription narcotics at that point, which took me about 30 days, and I was abusing them pretty good. Just, you know, taking the pills, and then at some point, you know, you're cut off, and I wasn't referred to any education about what opiates had done to my system, my brain, or that this addiction had started. I think, aware of the abuse of the pills, but being cut off so sudden, I didn't realize what it was going to do with the withdrawal and things like that. So I turned to friends in the streets. I was doing oxys really fast, Opanas and Roxys. I'm sure, you know, people up there are familiar with those. And then, you know, we've got that one person coming to me and say, hey, this heroin is a lot cheaper. You don't have to shoot it. You'll just snort it. And, you know, your brain will minimize and justify as much as it can just to get that high. And I did. And so I was really fast into the heroin game. I always worked, and I always felt like I was a productive member of society, but I was getting really deep into that addiction, and I lost everything very, very fast.
Now, how did you kind of get to the point where you decided it was time to make a change?
I think that desperation, just, you know, they call it rock bottom, of just pushing that moral line even further and doing things that I wouldn't even imagine doing in my, you know, normal thinking life. And I just, again, I lost everything, including my loved ones and my family. They're sick and tired of me living that life and hurting myself and them. And I was just done. I was over. I was desperate, and I was wanting a change.
Now, when you came to that realization that you had hit rock bottom, where did you go from there?
I reached out. I asked for help, which is one of the hardest things to do. And, you know, I am blessed to have the family and the support that I have. And, you know, my parents and my support helped me find resources. It's very hard at first when you don't know where to go. And so I did try a couple inpatient facilities that didn't really work out. And I actually ended up going through the Oaklawn outpatient program. That program changed my life. So not only do I work with, you know, the Oaklawn, I just felt like that program is just they're doing really great things there, and I just wanted to be a part of that. So yeah, that outpatient program, just learning the tools needed for success, you know, in life, because life's going to happen, and opiates was my only coping mechanism for so long, so I just had to really learn how to go through life without picking up, and I did, and others can too.
Now, in your role as a recovery specialist, what's your job?
My role is to work with, you know, the suffering addict or somebody who's wanting to get help, and kind of, you know, just building rapport and engaging and instilling hope by kind of showing them how I've done it and the work that I'm doing in my own life, and just kind of encouraging, making suggestions along the way, providing them with resources and just kind of like a support guide through that.
Now, if someone thinks that they have a problem or they know someone who does have a problem, what's the first step?
I would say, yeah, if somebody's out there suffering, or if you're the loved one of somebody who's suffering, I would say the best thing to do, Oaklawn has an awesome website, www.oaklawn.org/addiction. Under that, there's rapid access programs, and there's a number of resources available there for, you know, your opiate response, your recovery cafe, and some other things. But it's a great, great, great tool and resource to check out, and I say it's a great first step to get started.
Sandy, I want to thank you for the work that you're doing to help other people free themselves of the addiction, and I want to wish you the very best of luck as you continue your recovery process.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my story. I appreciate it.
You have a wonderful afternoon, and thank you for being on the radio with us.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Oaklawn is a financial supporter of WVPE.